Well, hello and welcome and good morning to you. This is the Friday morning Supporters Club podcast. Would have been the Thursday night Supporters Club podcast. But as you know, this week I've started my new job and it's been a bit of an adjustment. It has been quite a tiring long week, to say the least. It is only a 4-day week for me at my new job, but the days are a little bit longer. And obviously when you get a new job, it's fitting into everything and learning how everything goes. So I think that first week is always a little tiring, but it paid off. We're doing okay, and the advantage of is of course that I now get Fridays off, and that means that this morning I've been working through some admin stuff and now I'm going to go out into the garden. And this brings me up to my plans for this weekend. One of the great advantages with having a 3-day weekend is that Saturday I am going to a camera and photography show in London, which means I can still garden on the Friday and the Sunday. So I haven't lost anything. It's one of the great advantages of this new job. Also means I can focus more on the podcast. Anyway, what are we doing this weekend? Now, mostly at home today, and that's because I've got a load of wood to tidy up. Sunday, my neighbours decided to change their fences, which I'm very, very happy with. I've got to say, it does look a lot better and feels a bit more secure for Roxy. But to remove or to replace a couple of the panels, I did have to cut down some branches on one of my trees, or two of my trees. These are trees that we want to remove anyway. But that has left me with a load of wooden branches scattered across my garden that I need to tidy up urgently. Now that's nothing really going to affect you, but it's going to be more for sort of tidying up the garden, maybe cut the grass. This is a couple of things that I might give you as a suggestion of what you can do this weekend, especially while the weather has been nice. Also going to be doing a little bit of weeding because weeds are starting to creep in and we really want to get on top of that. And then watering the plants in the greenhouse or the cold frame and things like that, because it has been warm this week and there's a good chance they need a bit of water. I haven't checked on them, and that's starting to worry me now I think of it. So I'm going to rush out there in a moment and check on those. I've then got a list of seeds that I want to sow. Tomatoes, pumpkins, lettuce, celery, celeriac, to name just a few. Probably many, many more that we can start sowing. Perhaps some brassicas. I've got plenty of brassicas sowing actually, but we can start now sort of sowing these in our greenhouses or our cold frames where it's just going to be a little bit warmer, I'm hoping, from now on in. However, I do have a lot of plants that need potting up. These are seeds that we've sown in the past. They're going to need to be potted up into bigger and bigger pots. And in fact, our windowsills are looking rather full, but we'll work on that. We'll work on that. Down on the allotment, there's not much to do. General tidy up, cutting the grass is, of course, a given thing. And a bit of weeding, again, weeds are starting to grow and we want to keep on top of it. But one of the things I will be doing this weekend is removing the cover for my potato beds. These are the weed suppressor membrane I've just laid down on my potato beds in order to reduce the amount of weeds. But in a couple of weeks' time, we do want to start planting those up with potatoes. So I'm going to go in there and remove the covers and run through with the hoe. And that will just allow, do I remove the covers? I'm thinking it would just allow the soil to breathe. But is that then going to lose the heat from the soil warming up? I might just remove the covers, give it a weed, and then cover them back over just to keep them a little bit warmer. But basically, we're getting ready for sowing our potatoes. Now, that should keep us very, very busy for this weekend. As I said, 3-day weekend for me. Obviously, one day I'm in London, but it's all good fun. It is all good fun, and I'm looking forward to doing some work in the garden. Now, yesterday I did actually get round to sowing the lettuce. What I'm trying to do with the new job, it is an earlier morning, but I'm still trying to do a little job every morning, just the one job. Easier than it sounds easier than it actually is, because it's getting up much earlier, but that's the joys of it. And yesterday I did sow the lettuce. And lettuce is a really easy plant to grow. I do include lettuce quite often. And it can be grown indoors or undercover at this time of year. Eventually it can go outdoors, or so you can sow it directly outdoors. Don't feel you have to sow all the seeds in one go for these lettuce. I would recommend that we sort of wait a few days and let it, sow some now, wait a few weeks and sow some more and carry on with that sort of thing. That way you get a load of lettuces in several harvests. You don't get a load of lettuce in one go. You can just spread out your harvest, so you can have a lettuce for a few weeks from one batch, and then a few more weeks from the second batch, and so on and so on. And try and spread it out just by sowing little but often. Now, I've sown mine indoors in plug plants just to get them started. And what I've done, I've filled up the plug plant trays with compost, made sure that they are nice and firm, dipped a little hole about half a centimetre deep, and dropped a single lettuce seed into those, and then covered them over and kept the soil moist. Sprayed them is probably the best way with at this level, because we don't want to wash out the seeds with a heavy water stream. However, obviously, if you haven't got plug plants, you might want to do it a bit differently to how I'm doing it. As I said, you can do them in a cloche, in a cold frame, in a greenhouse. What you can do is just fill a pot up with compost and sow a few seeds in that. You just got to remember to thin out a few of the seedlings as they germinate, just to make sure that the ones left behind are likely to grow. Shouldn't be too much of a problem for you, but it's just something to think about. The important thing with lettuce, especially at the seedling stage, is make sure the soil stays moist at all times. We really don't want it running out of moisture, because that can lead to problems. And then all you've got to do, in my case, as the plug plant grows, we will probably pot it into our veggie pod. I might sow some directly in the veggie pod, to be honest with you, this weekend. But we can plant those out as they grow, under cloches or anything like that, and then we just wait for them to be ready to harvest, and then we harvest as required. This type of lettuce is a bit of a head of lettuce. It's not a cut and come again lettuce, but you can use it as a cut and come again lettuce. Just pick a few leaves as and when you need them, or you just pick the head when it has produced a nice head, and enjoy that with your sandwiches or whatever you may be doing, a nice salad or something like that. I do try and grow a lot of lettuce. This is one of the plants that we do try and grow a lot of, because it is just good to have a lot of lettuce if I'm trying to lose weight, and I find lettuce is a great way for losing weight. So, yeah, that's how easy it is to grow lettuce. You don't need to feed them. You might need, if you do feel, or if your soil is, I know that all over the place there, if your soil is depleted, the only thing you might want to add is a bit of chicken manure pellets or something like that for high nitrogen in order to produce decent leafy growth. But that's completely up to you. I don't feel the need with fresh compost. I don't feel the need to add any feed. The only thing we do have to watch out for is the dreaded slugs and snails, because they will devour those in seconds. So keep an eye out for slugs and snails, regular hunts, and try and take as much defense as you possibly can against slugs and snails. They will start coming out. And in fact, I've already seen a few slugs and snails in various locations. So we're keeping a close eye on them, and we're dealing with them. So there we go. Right, I am going to wrap this one up. I'm going to head on out into the garden and do a bit of gardening. You take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday.